This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday that it is clear that opposition blogger Roman Protasevich had been beaten in detention after his arrest on Sunday. The arrest made global headlines after a Belarusian aircraft escorted a commercial flight to an unscheduled stop in Minsk. Protasevich, who was on board that flight, he was removed from the plane and led away by police. The Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania had not been scheduled to land in Belarus. Protasevich appeared in a video posted online on Monday, apparently filmed by Belarusian security services. He confessed to organizing anti-government protests. His supporters say marks on his face indicate he had been beaten. Speaking from Vilnius Tuesday, where she lives in exile, Tsikhanouskaya echoed their concerns, saying lawyers had not been allowed to see Protasevich, but she added there is no doubt that he may be tortured. Western powers have described the circumstances of the blogger's arrest as state-sponsored hijacking. Many European airlines are now avoiding Belarusian airspace, a key route from Europe to Asia. Talks between Iran and the world powers still adhering to the 2015 nuclear deal resumed on Tuesday in Vienna. One of the goals of the meeting is to bring the United States back into the deal. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the international pact in 2018. While the U.S. is not directly participating in the talks, the U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Rob Malley, has been in Vienna for previous rounds and is in touch with representatives from participants Germany, France, Britain, Russia, and China. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.